භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය. ඕම් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය. ඕම් නමෝ භගවතේ වාසුදේවාය.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, Mohini Murti Bewilders Lord Shiva. Today we are reading from text 14. You all can repeat after me.
Shri Shuka Uvacha Evam Abhyarthito Vishnu భగవాన్ శూలపాణినా ప్రహస్య భావగంభీరం గిరీశం ప్రత్యభాషత. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏవమభ్యార్థితో విష్ణు భగవాన్ శూలపాణినా ప్రహస్య భావగంభీరం గిరీశం ప్రత్యభాషత. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏవమభ్యార్థితో విష్ణు భగవాన్ శూలపాణినా ప్రహస్య భావగంభీరం గిరీశం ప్రత్యభాషత. ఏమభ్యాజితో విష్ణు భగవాన్ శూనపాలిన రహస్యభావగంభీరం గిరీశం ప్రత్యభాషత. శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ ఏమభ్యార్థితో విష్ణు భగవాన్ శూలపాణినా సంభావగంభీరం భాషిత.
మాతాజీ వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్.
శిశుక ఉవాచ శిశుకదేవ్ గోస్వామి సైడ్ ఏవం ఇన్ దిస్ వే అభ్యర్థితః బీంగ్ రిక్వెస్టెడ్ విష్ణు విష్ణు భగవాన్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ శూలపాణినా బై లార్డ్ శివ హూ క్యారీస్ అ ట్రైడెంట్ ఇన్ హిస్ హ్యాండ్ ప్రహస్య లాఫింగ్ భావగంభీరం విత్ సీరియస్ గ్రావిటీ గిరీశం అంటు లార్డ్ శివ ప్రత్యభాషత రిప్లైడ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తివేదానంద స్వామి శిల ప్రభుపాద్ శిల ప్రభుపాద్ కీ. Shukadeva Goswami said, when Lord Vishnu was thus requested by Lord Shiva, who carries a trident in his hand, he smiled with gravity and replied to Lord Shiva as follows. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu is known as Yogeshwara, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Mystic yogis want to acquire some power by practicing the yoga system, but Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is known as the Supreme Lord of all mystic power. Lord Shiva wanted to see the Mohini Murti, which was captivating the entire world, and Lord Vishnu was gravely thinking of how to captivate Lord Shiva also. Therefore, the word Bhava Gambhiram is used here. The illusory material energy is represented by Durga Devi, who is the wife of Girisha or Lord Shiva. Durga Devi could not captivate Lord Shiva's mind, but now Lord Shiva wanted to see Lord Vishnu's feminine form. Lord Vishnu, by his mystic power, would assume a form that would captivate even Lord Shiva. Therefore, Lord Vishnu was grave and at the same time was smiling. ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमा ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन्निति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गोरतुषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण. So first of all, I'd like to beg the blessings of all senior devotees so that I can speak and discuss about Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a very interesting topic going on, that Lord Vishnu just before some time only had captivated by his very special Mohini Murti form, and the Asuras, they were completely bewildered, and then the distribution of Mahaprasad is done, the nectar is taken by all the demigods. But now the new chapter starts, when the very special, strange desire in the heart of Lord Shiva appears, that let me also see how that form looked like. So then he comes along with that, like last 2 days we are hearing, yesterday His Grace Devkinandan Prabhu was telling, before that also His Holiness Vaishnava Maharaj was telling. So, this is a very
deep, very various lessons we learn from these pastimes. Because the Lord and His devotees, specifically devotee like Lord Shiva, will not do anything without any reason. Neither the Lord deals with His devotees ordinarily. So the best of the devotees, Lord Shiva, and the best among the, all the yogis, that is Yogeshwara, Sri Krishna, when they are dealing with each other, that becomes the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, and that is sung for millions of ages. So here, specifically, as this whole theme goes, because next verse also in text 15, Lord now starts speaking. He says, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Kautuhalaya Daityana, Yoshit Dvesho Mayadhritaha. That for bewildering, Kautuhala. Kautuhala also means that one is inquisitive to know about. Because today we will try to discuss about what is jijnyasa and what is right type of jijnyasa and wrong type of jijnyasa. Because the first aphorism of Vedanta, that is athato brahma jijnyasa, that because we have got a human form of life, the first duty of human form is to enquire about Brahma. Brahma jijnyasa. So that is the prerogative of human form of life. And we are supposed to be a human being by enquiring about the Absolute Truth. So that's why we find this inquisitiveness is already there in everyone. That's why we find small kids also, they show that inquisitiveness in great abundance. They will be always asking, you know, what is this, what is that. So that inquisitiveness, that is a human, and that is given by the Lord so that we can inquire about the Absolute Truth. But then when that inquisitiveness only is directed or misdirected, then that causes fall down. When that inquisitiveness is properly directed, channelized, then it can elevate us to spiritual world. So it is like we have to be very careful when we are dealing with this inquisitiveness. As Prabhupada tells in the next few shlokas, that how this, when this strange looking request came from Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu was surprised and he was telling, my dear Lord Shiva, why do you need to see all these things? These are all insignificant. So, but then Lord Shiva said, no, I want to see. Lord said that was only for daityas, not for you. He said, no, still I want to see. So then, as here, we see that Lord becomes very grave and he was smiling also. Why? Because Lord became grave thinking that, okay, Lord Shiva wants to see now how this form was so beautiful. So now I'll show such form by which even Lord Shiva also will be bewildered. So he was thinking what to do now. How I can... So that's why Lord is very gambhir, very grave. At the same time, here he says that, the shloka says, that he is smiling also. Prahasya. He is smiling. So generally, these two things doesn't go together. Person cannot be grave and smiling, both. generally people are grave and they don't smile, or sometimes people are so jolly they keep smiling only and they cannot be grave. But then the Lord, He can be simultaneously grave and smile. So He was doing that, indicating, He was smiling that, my dear Lord Shiva, you think that you are having so many mystic powers and you think that you have conquered lust, but then just see what I do. So Lord was knowing how things will happen after the Mohini Murti comes. So Lord was smiling. So we see here that whenever we are inquiring or doing jidnyasa, that is done because of, as next verse it says, kautuhalam, that person feels that what is there. But then there is a story also in Bible, that is a famous story, how the jiva falls down. This happens in Eden Garden. They say that Eve and Adams, so they are there and people are smiling, I don't know why. So when they were there, everything was peaceful, they were enjoying like anything, and the Lord was there, and then Lord said, this whole thing belongs to you because you are my dear son. Only one thing is that you should not come to this tree specific, and this apple you should not take. Otherwise you do anything, it's yours. So they were, you know, roaming the pleasant atmosphere, and it was heavenly. So one day when they were passing by, a snake comes and he says, how are you? He said, it's like life is wonderful. He says, how can it be wonderful if you have not understood the taste of that apple? He says, no, that apple Lord has told not to take. But he says, do you know why Lord has told, have you asked Lord why not to take? He says, no, I don't have to ask. Lord is my master. He loves me. So He has told not to take. So just don't take. He says, no, it's not like that. He says, there is a conspiracy behind this. He says, Lord is Lord because He eats that apple. If you also eat, you will also become God. So God doesn't want you to become God. You always remain. So He said, you ask, if you are not having any faith in me, you taste it. So then the Adam, that time was not there, he was there. So she was confused. She had some curiosity also, that let me see. Then she ate the half. And when the Adam came, he saw that some great disaster happened, so he also ate half. And then when the Lord came, He understood that they have violated His order. Then He punished them to come down to this material world. So we see, this is a allegorical understanding that how the living entity comes down to this material world to somehow he gets a desire to understand what is this Maya all about. What is this? So this is a very dangerous phenomena. And we see that this phenomena happens to karmis, this phenomena happens to yogis, this phenomenon happens to devotees also. So that's why one has to be very, very careful in channelizing our curiosity. Where we are putting our curiosity? Because if you put curiosity, right curiosity at right place, Very nice. We go to spiritual world. We understand the spiritual subject matter. Wrong curiosity at wrong place. Gone. Sometimes right curiosity at wrong place. That also is gone. That's why the Sanatana Goswami says that Shravanam Naiva Kartavyam, that we should not hear from unauthorized person. Why? Because that is compared to Sarpo Chishtam Yatapayaha. That the milk touched by a serpent becomes as poisonous as any poison. So then when somebody takes it thinking that it is a milk, then he is doomed. So when we are talking about going and asking subject matter, even related to spiritual life, one has to be very careful that we should ask authorized personality. That's why Guru Sadhu Shastra is given how we inquire and how we substantiate. Otherwise, we can see even in our current life also that when people are not guided properly, what to inquire and where to inquire. For example, nowadays, one devotee was telling in this class, he says, Vedic aphorism is there, athato brahma jidnyasa. But then, nowadays people have a bhayankar jidnyasa, instead of brahma jidnyasa. They have very terrible jidnyasas. Why? Because when this kind of non-devotional jidnyasas they come in the mind, mind becomes very polluted. What is the jidnyasa? Jidnyasa means to know what is this maya all about. And you find that's why so much of rampant nowadays, because of the mercy of Jio, free internet, you are given a free access to maya. Freely you can go 1 GB free. You know, every day there is a free access to hell. Previously to go to hell was a little difficult. Nowadays anywhere, anytime you can go to hell. So it's like that. So maya comes in the form of this wrong type of jidnyasa. What is that exactly? So, when this wrong type of jidnyasa is there, even in the childhood, then so much of violence, pornography, then so much of misalignment of values, all these things happen when people are not properly trained. What to ask? What to inquire? And this can be seen by what kind of searches goes around in Google. Nowadays, we understand from Bhagavad Gita that if we have to understand knowledge, we have to go to Guru. But nowadays, if somebody has to understand anything, they just open Google and type. As if that is the most, you know, authentic, most, you know, powerful. Sometimes it may work also. I have seen devotees using it. But then, if we are not very careful, then it can really harm our faith in our acharyas, in our current devotees. Then it becomes a greater damage. Getting some phone number of some shop, that is not, you know, this is just a small thing. But when we go through all this bhayankar searching jidnyasa, then first thing what happens is people have more faith in Google than what Prabhupada says. They have more faith in Google than whatever acharyas they say. then it becomes a, it's like a, one commits a spiritual suicide only. It's like that. And there are so many such kind of fringe activities which may come on. And then Maya sneaks in through such kind of small, small activities only. Sometimes people feel that, let me check my kundali, you know, let me check my hand. What is there in future? I'll use in Krishna's service, you know, or something like that. But then I have seen my personally also that so many devotees become bewildered. Devotional service is going on nicely. So, there are many such kind of jidnyasas are there, which if it is not properly guided, not under proper blessings, then it can harm or destroy our spiritual life. Recently we had gone to Ganga Sagar. With that I'll conclude. Because for us as a conditioned soul, it becomes very difficult to say no to this temptation of somehow dealing with Maya. In Ganga Sagar, because it's a huge ocean is there and the Ganga is meeting, so they have this Ganga Sagar Mela once in a month, once in a year. They go in boats. So around 50 people were going in one boat, and the boatman, he told that, you know, take care of your children, take care of things. So boat was going nicely in that place where Ganga meets. So then one couple was there, who's one small boy kid, he was leaning down and playing with water. So the boatman said, my dear sir, take care of your child, he should not fall off. Or so then that parent took the child, kept on the lap, boat was going. Again the child went, he was trying to play with water. He was feeling very nice. Boatman again told, see, here lot of crocodiles are also there, so why to unnecessarily take a chance? So then parents became little fearful, took them. Again the child, after 5 minutes, was going and playing. But now, suddenly the child started screaming. What had happened is, crocodile has, you know, caught him. His hand was in, the crocodile was, you know, it's like they were seeing crocodile. Half crocodile was out. It has caught. And now crocodile was pulling the baby out. And when the father, Jai Shri Radharas Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gonitai Ki, Shri La Prabhupada Ki. So, when father saw that, he was horrified. Father was catching another hand of that child and pulling. But now, because this was going on, the boat tilted. Because he was very powerfully snatching down. Now the whole boat tilted, all people were falling on each other. The boatman, he said, see, previously only I told you to take care of your child. Now either you leave the child, or if you want to fight, you also jump along with the child and fight with that crocodile. You do what you want to do. And then with great, you know, lamentation in his heart, he has to leave the child. Child fall off. Crocodile just took him down, and within 2 seconds there was blood all over the place. So now child just wanted to play only. He thought just nice water, nice air. So similarly, living entity also comes and he just want to explore different things. So I have seen also many times, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told Mayavad Bhashya, Sunile Hai Sarvanash, but sometimes that desire may come. What is this, you know, exactly? Let me just check. So there are so many things which are forbidden by our acharyas, by our devotees. Somehow we feel that it's okay, I'll just little bit, I'll not be touched so much. I'll just have, just overall just look, that's it. But then that's how the maya catches. So that's how we have to be very careful and under protection. Otherwise there are hundreds and thousands of things to discuss. The whole world is, you know, they just want to know what is going around. They just know what is happening in, you know, others' life. What is happening here, what is happening there. But all such kind of jidnyasas, if they are not directed towards Krishna consciousness, they become the cause of falling one's Krishna consciousness. So that's how we learn from the Lord Shiva's activities. Of course, another thing is there that Lord Shiva wanted to glorify the Lord. That is there. But then we also can learn that jidnyasa, or the inquiry which is done wrongly at a wrong place, can be very harmful. So we'll stop here. We have already exceeded the time. We'll not have question answers. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.